Hey, everybody. So thank you for joining me on this Monday evening. So glad that you have taken the time out of your day to join me for a wonderful conversation. This is the beginning of what hopes to be a pretty big week, folks. So again, I'm always grateful for everyone that tunes in and watches the show. So guys, let me go ahead and start with getting all the particulars out of the way as I usually do. So if this is your first time watching us, guys, we are streaming live on YouTube. So you can go there and check us out. There is a link now down there at the bottom. You can hit www.youtube.com/the letter C/ made from scratch broadcast on YouTube, guys. Do us a favor, if you're watching there live, go ahead and hit the like and subscribe button. We are always trying to build our viewership there. And then hit the notification button as well, the bell. It'll let you know whenever we drop new videos, new content. And it'll also let you know whenever we do schedule new lives for the upcoming week. So check us out there on YouTube. We are also streaming on Twitter. So if you're watching us on Twitter, we are live there right now at MFSB Live on Twitter. Do us a favor, hit us, follow us on Twitter. I will follow you back. And again, I am trying to put more organic content there on Twitter. So do us a favor, check us out on Twitter there. And then we're also streaming live on LinkedIn. So I'm streaming live on my profile page. So if you go to that link right there and type it in, it will take you to my profile page. Just hit a connection with me and I always connect back. I try to message with as many people who possibly connect me as I can. So please do connect me there. We are streaming live on LinkedIn. And then finally, we are streaming live on Facebook. So we are streaming live on our Facebook page, and that is at facebook.com/madefromscratchpodcast on Facebook. So do us a favor, if you're watching there, hit the like button, guys. It'll also give you notifications whenever we do go live on Facebook. So thank you guys so much for following along. And we are already getting comments from people here. Check it out. Marcello, my man, is already watching. He says team live on LinkedIn. So thank you so much, my friend. You guys rock. So now that we got that all out of the way, let me go ahead and get started with this evening's guest. Okay. She is a stress management coach, but you know, one of the things that she did is after years of researching stress relief techniques, attending workshops, coaching, practicing on her own, she found that there's a better natural way to battle stress than just popping a pill for energy or go on chronically depleted. She's also written a book that you can go find on Amazon. The name of the book is Crush Stress While You Work. And let me pull up the link so you guys can check it out there as well. It's kind of long, but I'll put it. It's in the comments already, guys, if you don't see it. There it is. You can click on the link. It'll take you over there. You can go check out her book. And then you can also check out her website. And let me pull that up. And let me go ahead and bring in this evening's guest, guys. Do me a big favor and welcome Lolita Guerin for the show. Hi, Lolita. How are you doing?
Hi. Well, thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure to have you on the show because, again, we're talking about something very important right now that is affecting a lot of people, and that is stress. So first, let's go ahead and start about talking about your journey and how you got started. So tell us a little bit more about those who are unfamiliar with you, Lolita, and kind of walk us through your journey, how you started your career in helping others learn how to handle stress.
So I came from Lithuania 20 years ago. And I came of thinking I probably will not stay. I will be just like a little tourist first. But then I realized, well, that's a great land of opportunities. And then my parents came along. So I thought, well, I guess that's meant to be. So I added more education. And then I went on to work in a corporate environment. But then again, it's not like I'm saying that if you work for corporate, that's only a stressful environment. You know, you can be working for anyone, or you can be even working by yourself and you will be even more stressed, you know, than working for somebody. So, but because I came from another country and I really wanted to prove to myself and my boss and everybody else that I can do it, I figured, well, you know, I'm going to work very hard. And I did that. I worked through lunches, through evenings, through weekends. There was definitely no time to go exercise whatsoever. And I didn't have any good food either, nutrition. Like I will eat whatever, you know, kind of lunch, like pizza or donuts or, you know, Hot Pockets was like my lunch to go, right?
And I
was working like 60 hours a week, and then I realized, you know, was like, well, you know, that's just a little bit too much. And also I was afraid to tell no to other people. So I was just continuously getting handed more and more projects. And I had few supervisors, so neither of them were thinking that they just overloaded me with work. And I was like, well, I'm just so afraid. I'm not going to tell them I have too much work, or they're going to fire me. So I was like, I'm just working and working. And then, of course, I will bring home all my stress and just blow up over, you know, at home. And that caused all the relationship problems and the problems with my marriage and stuff. And I just thought, I'm just going to bulldoze it through it. And that stress really impacted my health because it was just over and over and over and just never ending. And I just totally messed up with my health, my hormones. And I ended up on the kitchen floor one night and, you know, was rushed to the emergency room. And when I was telling this to my friends and the coworkers, they like, you know, there will be one group will say, oh my God, you know, like everybody has stress. I mean, what's the big deal? You know, just put yourself together and go back to work. And then I had other part of other friends, they will say, oh, well, this is horrible. Why don't you go to a doctor? They will give you some pill, you know, they will fix you up and off you go to work. And I'm thinking, okay, stress is such a thing that it's always in our lives. I mean, you know, it's impossible to get rid of stress. I think also that having a stress, it's a good thing because that's what moves life forward. But since we've been for so long with stress, I'm sure we should know how to manage it. So I went on for a quest for, for anything I can find, the books, the workshops, the coaching. And then I finally realized there are plenty of natural ways that I can do this.
Yeah.
And then that doesn't even take that much time. And I don't have to be like for a whole hour in yoga every hour, you know, and to deep breathing and, you know, calm myself so I can be actually able to work. So then I started doing little things here and there, and it really helped me. And then I realized, wow, this thing really works. So then, I share with my other friends and, you know, anyone who will be like, oh, I'm so stressed out. I'm like, oh, why don't you try this? And then I met this nice lady. She's like, you can be a coach. And I didn't even realize what coach was. I thought this coach is like always in athletics, you know. It's like, well, if you, you know, you want to swim better, you have a coach. But apparently there are coaches for much all kinds of stuff. So I became certified stress management coach. And then certified life coach.
Mm-hmm,
and then I had clients and I was teaching, and I just became so passionate of teaching others how to manage stress. And does, you know, the way I see it, the stress management doesn't have to be stressful, you know, just because it's impacting our lives so much. It doesn't have to be a big deal. You know, we don't have to make it a big deal. And then I got clients, and I realized that I repeat myself over and over. So then I published a book where you already mentioned, Crush Stress While You Work. So it's available in the hard copy on Amazon and also on Kindle. And I just have tips and techniques there that is you know, just right to the point. You know, I don't talk the whole book about how bad it is. We already know how bad it is. And I was like, give me the beat, you know? So it's really full of tips and tricks. And if you someone thinks, oh, I should use some, you know, stress management now, you just can open up the book and just pretty much one tip can take you like 5 minutes to read in one page, and it's totally doable. And then I also do webinars and workshops. I go to companies and I teach how to manage stress in the work environment. And there are plenty of tips that actually happens not only in the work environment, but like in any day environment, right? In the family and anywhere in the street. Anyway, there's a stress management tip you can always can use and that can help you. So that's how I started, and it was been already 7 years I'm doing this, and I love teaching how to manage stress, and I'm very passionate, and I just want to get the message out, like, it doesn't have to be so difficult, okay? Just take little steps here and there, and you can, you know, get the ball rolling, and you can end up in a better place than you were before.
Yeah, so quite amazing story. And you know, again, you coming here, first of all, not planning on staying, you know, not planning on, hey, this is what I want to do with my life. And then seeing that, you know, taking the opportunity to go say, you know what, I want to pursue a career here in the States and staying here. So, and then of course, getting into the corporate world, right? That's, you know, that's one of the things that I hear from a lot of people is that their stress comes from, you know, being in the corporate world, having to deal with, you know, making deadlines and quotas and that sort of thing. So, you know, what are some of the things that you could share with folks who might be in one of these situations right now, working from home and trying to figure out how to make all of their, still make it all their work and their quotas and everything else they still have to deal with, but now they're doing it from home. And, you know, and the stress of not being able to still go out into the world, you know, because things are just barely starting to open up again. So it's not like we've been doing this now again for weeks on end. It's just barely starting to trickle where people are starting to get out into the open world again. So what kind of advice would you give somebody who's still feeling that pressure?
So first of all, we need to think about our brain. And our brain loves routine. It's like, what makes you comfortable? What makes you comfortable? That's something that you already know. And what makes us stress is doing something that is outside of our comfort zone. So the more routine you can introduce in your day, the better. So like you wake up in the morning, make your bed. Apparently it works making your bed. Like you're opening a new chapter in your life. I made the bed. This means 1 point good for you because, hey, you achieved something. You made the bed, you know? So even small victories count. That's just so true.
So all those years your parents telling you wake up, hey, make your bed before you get out, that there's actually works for something, huh?
It is. Apparently it is. And those who, if you guys are still not making your bed, I mean, try out and then write us a message later. Tell us how did it go. Because you will feel so immediately in a better mood because it takes only a few minutes. Well, hopefully it's just seconds, not minutes. Not that bad.
Right.
But you know, you're already starting with a win. You know, that's the lowest fruit hanging for the day.
Yeah.
So, and then you have a routine. You know, you need to know what you're going to do. And I know there's so many people, especially that those who have now in the kids and then the pets and the house and then the family thing with them, and it's just so much to do. It's so that the you need to realize what are your to-do list is. So in the morning, make yourself a to-do list. Just kind of dump all out on a piece of paper and just look at it and just go one by one and think, okay, how important that is in my life right now?
Yeah.
And is it really moving me forward to something? Because if you will have something very little on the list to do, is it something that you need to do? And nicest will be done, but is it really moving you forward? If that's not really moving you forward, then you need to put a, you know, some sort of sign saying, okay, that'd be nice, but it's not really needed to do today. And then you look at some other, you know, to-do items, and let's say, well, you need to give a proposal to a client today. Well, that will impact your life, right? Because if you're not going to have a client, not have money, and you know, whatever, or knit a sock. You know, if this is for somebody, you knitting socks, that maybe for somebody will be not that important. It looks like a hobby, but for somebody, maybe you will give it to some child that really needs socks. Anyway, so it really depends on your personal priority. So you write down all the to-do list, and then you evaluate what are really important things that you really need to do today, like they really need to be done. Then look at it. Maybe you can delegate to someone. And there are plenty of people who hate delegating to others. It's like, no, I will do a much better job. You know, it's like delegating works like helping a toddler to tie the shoelaces.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, oh, you know, I'm just going to do it myself, and it's just going to be faster. But if you take, you know, you start slow, you explain how it needs to be done, and then you just kind of let it roll. And if some other person who knows how to delegate and they know what you expect from them, they will deliver that. So as soon as you give it away, that responsibility for somebody, and you teach them how to do it right, what you expect, expectations are very important. So both of you are clear, the communication. And then as soon as you get that job done for you, then you gain a clarity and understanding, wow, you know, now I didn't spend the time and energy. You probably saved time that you could have used for something else that nobody else can do it for you. Only you could have done it. And then you trust yourself and you trust the other person. So you look at the list and you think what's important, what you can delegate. The things that I mentioned, if they're not important, maybe you don't even need to do them. Like at all, you know, it's like, how is that important? Like, for example, we can say, well, I really need to clean the dishes. All right, that's maybe very important, maybe not that important, but it's a really change your life. Depends who you're living in the house with. But
true.
Think, can you delegate that? Do you need to do it yourself? Or you just can leave those dishes till the next morning. You know, I had a client, this wonderful lady, and she had this routine that she couldn't go to sleep before she cleans all of her kitchen, like all of it, like spotless. You know, everything has to be clean, put away, done. And she will come back late at evening from somewhere that she was whatever doing, and she will be still doing this and stressing out about it because it became like a habit. She just couldn't go to sleep because, well, it's like an addiction, you know, you need to do this. But then I'm like, why are you stressing yourself? You put that stress onto you. Nobody else did it. You did it yourself. And this is that's the core of stress. A majority of stress that really we're suffering through it is we impose that onto ourselves, because there are many situations that you can just change the attitude against it and they will solve the issue. It's like you're the one who's stressing. So if you're the one who's stressing, you can make a difference. So for those who know, going back to your question, have a routine, do the things that really propel you forward. Also, it's very important to self-care, because now when we at home, you can spend a whole day watching Netflix back to back some series and it just doesn't end till 3 o'clock in the morning until you realize you're hungry now, you know? So, and that's, you know, you numb your brain. That's good. Maybe that's a good thing for an hour, but not for a whole day. You also need to have exercises, you know, physical exercise is very important to our brain. Like simple thing, or you could be at home, or you can be in the office, or you could be anywhere. I recommend at least once an hour, take a little break. And like, if you think that there's no way you're gonna find, like you will not remember when to do it, just take a phone and put your alarm on, and then whatever it rings, then drop whatever you're doing, of course, if it's safe, and just take a break. Like a minute or 5 minutes break, as much as you can, but just simple 1 minute, just closing your eyes and stopping doing whatever you're doing and just breathing in and out. You really will do a trick, because it's like example, let's say if I'll give you a glass of water and then I ask you, what do you think, how heavy it is? Well, it all depends how long you're going to hold it.
True.
If you will hold it there, you know, for continuously, your hand will start hurting. But if you will hold the glass and then you put it down and then you pick it up and you can put it down, you can do that all day, right?
Yeah.
So this is the same thing as with stress, with any strenuous activity of sitting in the desk and working on your laptop, or sitting on the sofa and watching a show, or even running. How much running can you do? You still need to stop and make a restroom stop or have a drink stop, right? So you have to always stop for something. So the stress is the same way. So if you give yourself a little break through the day and you set an appointment with yourself, mm-hmm. and you implement very simple things that work. And for example, like breathing, you know, everybody's like, oh my God, rolling their eyes, like breathing. I mean, we're all breathing. Well, first of all, lots of people, when they stress, they keep their breath very shallow or just stop breathing, just breathe in and then waiting until something happens so they can breathe out. So that's really bad, you know. It's really good just to sit straight or stand straight and just have some breathing in and out. Just do like 10 breaths in and out. And that will help you. You know, it gets the blood flowing in your brain and oxygen. And it's like, yeah, I know this. But do you do it? Yeah. You know, that is just a simple thing. Or like a physical exercise. It's very good if you can go walk around the block. Well, if you cannot do that, you know, there are some other things what you can do to energize your body. You can just stand up and march in one place, or you can do a sprinting in one place. Like you do for 5 minutes sprinting, I think you're going to start sweating and you feel energized, like, wow, I got some brain in my brain. Now I'm more alert now. I'm, you know, more energetic. Or another exercise, I call it tapping. You just tap your body all the way. Just don't hurt yourself, but then just tap your neck and, you know, just go around your legs and then soon you feel like you're vibrating. Well, all of this, you're energizing your body and you get the brain and oxygen blood and oxygen into your brain. So you feel immediately alert. So let's say you have a meeting to go and or have a phone conversation. Look, if you're going to do a minute or 2 minutes tapping right before you start talking with someone, you'll be more alert. And like, it's just natural physical thing, right? So you need to think about other ways how you take care of yourself. It's like proper nutrition. You know, you have to make sure you drink enough water, especially with we're living in Houston here. It's like, if you don't drink, you're dehydrated. So it's like, when I find out that if you dehydrated, it's like cuts like at least 20% of your brain work. Like, you know, productivity just drops immediately. I was in shock. I was like, wow, you know. So if you go around your day and you feel like, oh, you know, you kind of feel tired, you're probably just dehydrated. And it's a very simple fix. You know, or better yet, you know, make yourself a routine that, you know, every whatever 2 or 3 hours, whatever you want, you drink some water. And, you know, and I hear my clients asking me like, well, do you think I should drink a tea or should I drink coffee? Because, you know, coffee is like, oh, I'm just feeling so energized with all of this sugar and caffeine. Well, the thing is, dehydrate your body. So it's like, you have to make sure you're drinking something that's benefiting your body. And it's like, well, but I really like coffee. That's okay. Have your coffee, but make sure you're drinking enough water too. And, you know, if we're talking about the liquids and relaxation, you know, I also hear all the time, oh, you can have a glass of wine, you know, that will relax you, and then have a drink and cocktail, whatever. It probably will make you more relaxed now, but physically your heartbeat probably going to be faster than before you start drinking. Yeah. So if you had a few drinks and you go to sleep, there's a very high possibility you will wake up in the middle of the night because your heart is just racing. So there are some things that you think, oh, that's going to help me, but they're actually not really helping you. Well, but always drink plenty of water, you know, no matter where you live, no matter what you do, you know, we have on this planet 70% of water, body is made of 70%. Let's just water ourselves. You know, that's one thing that we still have free in this country.
So yes.
If of course the water quality is another issue, is but I mean, if you can have clean water, that's one way to start. Good nutrition, you have enough vitamins, you drinking enough, you know, we can talk about all of this healthy, you know, forever. And also, I'm not like a health coach or something like that, so you know, I cannot say, oh, this is what you need to do, but that's what I heard from other coaches and from other experts. And so there's, you know, going back to your question, what others can do, no matter you work from home now or you don't work at all, or you will go back to whatever your new normal is going to be, it's very important to understand that how you feel, you are the number one person who's actually making that. You are making a decision to take care of yourself. And I hear all the time from my clients that they say, oh, you don't understand. I don't have time for this. I don't have time. I have so much of, you know, I have to take care of my kids. I have to take care of my family, my business. And then I have the employees, or I have a boss, and then I have to work so much. And just all of this, I don't have time, and you don't understand. And I always, always answer them, okay, so if you don't have time right now to take care of those, you know, you're taking care of those that you love right now, and you don't have time to take care of yourself, who's going to take care of those when you'll be in the hospital all sick?
Yeah. And, you know, and again, like even like Lori says, Lori's commented, she's saying she's been a personal trainer for 35 years. It's not tough at all. 10 minutes a day, 3 times a day, life is balanced. So yeah, to your point, you don't have to go super overboard with your health. You can take time during the day in small increments like that. And again, you know, just keep your body, because it is important. It is important to keep, like she's saying, balance. You know, it is, it's tough sometimes, but it is possible. So, and you know, on top of that, to what we've been talking about, right? When people who are, you know, at home, who are trying to figure out their routines and that sort of thing, and getting in the habit of doing these things, like you're talking about, get up, make your bed, you know, do these things, right? I've talked to other people who say it's been hard to get motivated to do that because they feel trapped. You know, if that makes sense. I feel stuck here. And so kind of, you know, walk us like something like that to somebody who feels that way right now, because again, there's, like I said, I've known somebody who hasn't left his house in 3 months. So that's pretty stressful. I mean,
yes. So, first we just need to have a vision of, okay, let's imagine you just, you know, just take a piece of paper and a pen and just imagine that this is all over. And now you finally go back to your workplace, you go back to your friends, you go back to your new normal, whatever that will be after that. And how are you going to describe yourself during that time? And
yeah,
what do you think are the people going to talk about their own life? And this is how, you know, so imagine you say, well, you know, all I did, it was just watching Netflix for 6 months in a row, and now I know every show. And now I gained, you know, 40 pounds, and that pretty much it. It's like, is it, you know, so just kind of look at your life and just evaluate whatever you're doing right now, every single day, what you think it will happen in 2-3 months later on, whatever.
Yeah.
Because you see, there are little things that it looks like they don't change every day, but when you put one day next to another day, it makes a difference on the long run. So first, I think there's lots of boredom, because you think you're helpless. So you always need to have a goal. You know, we like challenges. We need to know where we're going. So first of all, came up with a goal. And you think, okay, I want to meet my friends in, you know, in a month or so, or like going back to work. And, you know, think, okay, I want to look 20 pounds lighter, and I want to look more in shape, because that would be perfect for me. Okay, look, now you have opportunity. You can do every single day exercise. You can have good nutrition. And guess what? If you will add this one day to another day to another day, it will come to a month to 2 to 3, and you will see results. Results you cannot see in one day, but you can see in a month or two. So find that goal. You have to have some sort of vision of how to better your life, because you don't want to meet with somebody and they're like, oh yeah, I just used those 3 months working out and look at me now. And you're like, oh shoot, you know, I should have done it too. So make sure this time that you have is used also for something good. Find yourself some goal. And then, you know, some, I know, because you can think, wow, but then it takes forever to lose those 20 pounds. That's fine. Make yourself one day little steps what you need to take, but then reward yourself. You know, we all love rewards. So what is that reward for you? You know, like, okay, if you exercise today, and you know, it could be not necessarily on exercise. Maybe you want to write a book. You know, you wrote one chapter, reward yourself after that. You want to maybe have some nice cup of tea after this, or you're going to go for a walk, or, you know, whatever makes you feel good about yourself. Always have that little gift for yourself that you did it. And then, better yet, imagine what will happen, what you want to do the first thing when you meet your friends after all of this is done and now you can go out and you're free. You know, like, okay, what do I want to do? Have this vision that every day when it counts, you know, you cross off one day, it's actually moving you towards that goal. And, you know, I remember when my mom, she would say, oh, we're going on another vacation, which is like in 3 months. You know, it looks like, oh, so far away. But she's so excited because she knows every single day when she goes to bed, when she wakes up next morning, she's closer to that vacation. So you need to look the same way. You need to have some sort of goals. So something that you're going to do that you feel like that time that's passing by actually is getting closer to something that you're looking forward to. Because if you just start thinking about, oh, I'm just totally stuck in this, I don't know what to do. And, you know, that our thoughts is like a train that just start moving very slowly, but as soon picks up the speed, it's very hard to stop it. And it's very easy to go over the cliff, and then that's it. And then you have to deal with consequences. So always try to inspire yourself to do something that you love doing. And right now, you know, when so many people were going to work, like in Houston, it takes like an hour just to get anywhere. And then you have to take an hour or two to come back home. So you have like 3 hours a day that you were totally wasting. Now you have those 3 hours. It's like, what you gonna do about it? You know, you were always thinking you don't have enough sleep. Okay, well, now this is your chance to sleep in. You know, you wanted to take care of more of the kids. Okay, this is your time to do that. Maybe you wanted to write a book. Do that. Read a book. Just think about it. You have all of this time that somehow is given to you now. Look at the silver lining. Okay, what do I want to do with this life? And what do I want to do with this time? Because when you're going to look at this time, is that who you want to be? Or you want to have a goal that you accomplish and you're proud of yourself? So really evaluate what you're doing today. Make a goal, make little steps, get through it, and then you will end up in a better place than you were right now.
Yeah, so awesome. And then, you know, so let me ask you, because again, now that we're, you know, we've talking about, you know, everybody who's at home and that sort of thing, how has that affected you in what you do in your career a little bit? So has working from home and doing this thing, has it helped your business, or has it kind of harmed it where you're not getting as much one-on-one upfront sort of things with your clients? How's that affected you?
So one thing that really changed is from me going anywhere on any speaking engagement or whatever, that's one-on-one on person. Now that's not happening. But we, in today's technology, that we can do one-on-one like we're doing right now, and I'm sitting in my kitchen table, you know, and we can share all of this. So yeah. I say that the things change from being person to person and into just not in the same room, but over the internet, you know. And then somebody said, oh, this is the end of the world pandemic. I said, no, if the internet will shut down, that will be the end of the world.
Right.
But so it really changed. But also I have much more work now, because I have a client who now coming back to me, and you know, I haven't heard from him for a year or two, and now they call him and saying, oh, now I'm going insane, tell me now. So, you know, yeah, as a stress management coach, now I have more business, actually. And I'm like, I have clients with, I'm bored. I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about. Like, I'm so overworked now, because, you know, that's what we need. And I created an online program. You can find it on my website.
That's right.
Yeah. And it's called Manage Stress During Lockdown, where I really giving advices and tips and techniques how to manage the stress when we, you know, inside the house and dealing with other people and dealing with your work and other things. There are some other programs on there that actually are for free on my website. So please, you know, those who need some little help, welcome to go and check it out.
Yeah,
so I'm being very busy.
That's awesome, though, that again, it for some people, I know it's hurt some people, but for you, it's picked up a business, which is, again, I've told people, you know, for every, you know, story you hear about somebody having to suffer, they had to close their door, there's also been people where it's been advantageous to be going through something like that. So that's pretty awesome that, you know, that is a silver lining that you've been able to pick up more work and more clients, because again, people are in that mind state now where they're stressing a lot more. Just because of everything that's going on and trying to figure out life at home, being, you know, now you're remotely working from home with your wife at home now, with your spouse at home, with your kids at home, everything else that you got going on now, where there was usually a disconnect where you would go to an office and again, you have your coworkers, you could sit there and talk about your life and things like this, that now that's all taken away. So the interaction, that sort of part has been very, very difficult for some people to deal with, you know, because again, some people have been doing the same routine and been in the same place of employment for, you know, 15, 20 years. All of a sudden this happens and now they're having to figure out everything brand new, where as opposed to some people kind of like what I'm pretty sure you've done a little bit of remote coaching before all this happened. So it was kind of a little bit of a natural progression for you, but for some people, they had no clue, no inclination on how to do this from home, and stress levels, productivity, all that stuff probably just shot down for some of these folks, where it was usually, you know, business as usual, and they could go to work, they handled their workload, they were able to meet their deadlines, and all of a sudden now all this was thrown in here. So hopefully a lot of these people have gotten used to these routines, but the thing that's going to be crazy is going back, once everything opens up again, which is, again, we're slowly starting doing it pace by pace, little by little. But again, there will be a time when people will be flowing back into the workplace. They will be going back to the office and learning how to do this all over again. I mean, for some folks, they've gotten used to it and they kind of enjoy it a lot more. You know, so there, you know, that's always something that, that again, people are going to have to go through and figure out. So let me ask you, so here we're talking about how you went through the progression of learning how to handle stress and becoming a coach. So what if somebody wanted to see what you're doing today? What advice would you give somebody who wanted to walk down that path sort of and wanted to say, you know what, I want to help people learn how to relieve stress. I want to learn how to, you know, put this into, I don't know, my work environment sort of that thing. So, yeah, because like Lori's saying, stress is a silent killer, right? It can literally, you know, affect your health where so much so where you could actually die from it.
Yes, and actually the research I've done, I find out that the number one killer is the heart disease, not cancer. And the heart disease is actually caused by the inflammation in the body, and stress is causing inflammation. So yes, definitely stress is a very silent killer. And it looks like, as you know, there's going back to the all of us being, you know, locked in now because of pandemic and such. In a way, I'm happy that happens because, I know, bad big words, but this is was the time that we actually realized that mental health is very important. Yes. And as you can see, like all the news, they were like, oh, now you need to take care of your mental health. And, you know, there's so many wellness programs right now that are being taught in the different companies. And when I talk with human resources professionals and I say, okay, do you have a stress management program in your company? And they're like, no, we had the nutritionist come by and then we had the guy from the gym come by, show them exercises, but stress management, no. And now it's like, you need to take care of your mental health. It's like, and like, well, people, what is that? What do you want to do about it? Like, what are you supposed to do? And I think this pandemic and, you know, really now shed the light on the one thing, that one part of the wellness that we were totally ignoring. It is like, it's very good to take care of your body physically. You need to, you have a nutrition, you need to exercise, but what is your state of mind? It's like, what is this society doing to help the mental health and to keep yourself, you know, from burning out and stressed out? It was like totally ignored. And I think what this is silent killer is like somehow, well, we all stressing out, so that's mean it's okay. Like somehow yeah. This is okay. It's like, no, it's not okay. I mean, I don't think that, you know, we were born to be stressed out. That's definitely not the case. Otherwise we will be all healthy and we will not die from stress. So I'm happy that now finally many understand that it's very important to take care of the stress of your mental health. And I hope I will see more and more on the wellness programs that the stress management is included. And that's when I start teaching the, I will go into the companies and teach lunch and learn how to manage stress in the work environment. Not every company will be open for that. Whatever I go and reach out to them and say, hey, you need a speaker to come and teach how to do this. And they're like, nah. But many start thinking, yes, this is very needed. So I think after all of this pandemic is over, I hope we'll have more of the programs that actually involve mental care and, you know, stress management part of it, because it's very important. And now when we're all sitting inside the homes by ourselves with the family and stressing, and because stress came from the change, you know, like I mentioned, the routine, this is what we always happy with. Anything that you're doing outside of your routine, outside of your everyday life, it immediately stresses you, you know. So it's, who's teaching this? You know, like, you need to know how to do this, otherwise you'll just get sick. So in a way, I'm very happy this happened, because then I can teach more people and help more people. And that's what made my life, you know, it just makes my day when I have a client saying, oh, you know, this is great. Now, I have clients who tell me their neck pain just disappeared because they went through coaching with me. And it's like, this just totally shows how mental health, your mental state, the stress is really impacting your physical body. And the more we'll know about it, the more we'll start taking care of, and all of us will get more healthy and more wholesome and less stressed out. And that, I think, you know, that pandemic put like a magnifier on everything that happened in our lives. So now's the time to evaluate and make some steps and make some actions.
Yeah. So awesome. That, you know, that's a really important thing to really focus on. Because again, I am really about really instituting again, people will spend so much time working on their health, you know, their physical body, but they won't take the time and the effort to put into working on their mental health wellness. I think that's just as important. Because again, that's the main computer. That's the central processing unit that handles everything for us. So if you work on this as much as you do your body, well, then you'll start finding a balance. But usually when one's out of whack without the other, you know, that's where people start having problems. It's hard to focus. It's hard to gain traction. It's hard to do certain things because either one of the two is really out of kilter. And I think that that's really good at what you're talking about, is that's something that really needs to be concentrated on. May, the month of May just passed, but it was Mental Health Awareness Month. And, you know, again, if you're not taking the time, people, to put into, you know, kind of learning techniques and that sort of thing, like you're saying, there's breathing exercise. There's so many things you can learn to do to help you along this path. So yes, you know, and you know, one of the things that I tell a lot of people who I talk to, you know, you've actually lived this. You went through the experiences, and here you are sharing what you've learned. That's the knowledge and wisdom. That's why I bring people on to share these things, so that somebody can add these. At least go out and have the resources to go look. So, you know, if you were to go to your website, go to www.beamazingyou.com. You can find it. She's got her book again that she's written, that you can learn some of these techniques. And again, you have web shops and that, you know, workshops and stuff like that people can go take a look at. Because again, I think this is really important to look at. Because again, like you said, it is a silent killer if you don't take the time to learn more about what is stressing you out and how to alleviate some of these stressful things that you're putting on yourself that aren't necessary. Kind of like what you're talking about, the lady who was cleaning her, had to go home and clean her house. That was unnecessary stress put on herself. And that's what's so crazy, that some people get that in that mindset and it stays there. And it's crazy that again, if it does not go according to plan, they start, you know, there it is. The endorphins start kicking in, and you just start feeling that, oh gosh, I feel stress coming on. You know, people, you know, it's, you know, anxiety and all these things that can be, you know, parts of it. That's what's so interesting that you do this, that you go out and you share and you train and you help people learn how to deal with their own stress. You know,
I wanted to, you know, I just thought someone right now listening could be thinking, well, huh, you're just saying how I can manage stress when I work. Well, guess what? I've been laid off and I don't have a job right now. So, and that is stressing. And that's not like my stupid thinking and not like I just sitting in the negative thinking came out from me. I cannot change my attitude towards not having a job. That's very life changing. So, you know, we live in Houston and there's lots of oil and gas, you know, employers here that I have plenty of people, you know, losing their jobs. And I have clients who call me and they're like, I'm going out of my mind. I just lost my job. I don't know how I'm going to pay for mortgage and all of this. So it's very stressful when we think that we're helpless. And yeah, thinking I am in this situation and it's never going to end and this is the end of the world. So first thing I would recommend is to take out a piece of paper and, yeah, I know, writing down things. Somehow it works. Brain works writing down. But it helps you to really concentrate on something. Or you can just type in the computer. And I recommend you to just think of all of those victories that you had in your life. You know, like you got your driver's license, you got married, you bought a car, maybe you were speeding and you didn't get the ticket, you know, anything that you thought, yay, you know what, I did it. You know, this is what's good. You know, any small victory, any small luck in your life or anything that, you know, you remember and it makes you smile and proud, like, yeah, there you go. I want you to write that list But and why that list is very important, because I want you to read that list every time when you feel like you are like in you cornered, you don't have a way out, and you think that, you know, well, this is the end of the world and you never find a job or whatever that is, you know, you get a negative feeling about it. Because when you remind your brain that, you know, guess what, you've been through some stuff and you came out as a victor in it, then you calm yourself. Then I will recommend you do another list as just those situations that you went through life that you thought you were not going to make it through. You know, like you break up with somebody, you thought, oh my God, I'm going to die. You know, you got a speeding ticket and you think, oh my God, I'm going to die. But, you know, then you got, you know, get through it. So think about the small or big things, but all of those things that, you know, you can remind yourself that moment when they were happening, you were thinking it's just going to crush you. But, yeah. You know, you took some action, time went by, and you came out of this, and you learned something, and you're alive, and you're listening to me now, you know? So obviously, something came out of this that it was not that bad at the end of it. Or maybe you learned some lesson, and it was bad, but you made it through it, okay?
Yeah.
So that's another list that you need to remind yourself, you're going to get through this too. So when you don't have a job right now, or you're sick, or anything that is that you're stressing out about it, you need to read those lists and remind yourself that you can get through this. You are very strong. You did it before. You can do it again. Now, one more thing I'm asking you to do as well is prepare yourself. It's mm-hmm. meaning to taking action. You know, like if let's say you're afraid right now, what will happen if I'm going to lose a job and you're stressing about it? Well, just for you thinking about it, nothing's going to change except your health will deteriorate. Okay, we already got that one down. So you need to have an action step. You need to write it down to yourself. Okay, what's going to happen if the worst things that can happen, for example, is losing a job? Okay, what your next step is? Are you going to, you know, open your savings and pay mortgage that way? Are you going to look for another job? Maybe this right now time to update your resume. Maybe it's time to go through your contacts. You know, what is that you can do? Writing down step by step what you're going to do if the worst thing will happen. Now, if it already happened, let's say you don't have a job, then okay, what do you need to do? You need to take action steps. And please do ask for help of the people. You know, there's so many I know that they just sit and wait until something will happen. Well, guess what? Nothing's going to happen. There's plenty of ways on the internet right now that you can find job postings. You can learn how to write a very good resume. You can get in touch with other people. They can introduce you to other people. You know, like I said, it's not the end of the world because we still have internet. So you can reach out to people. You can learn something. And guess what? Right now is if you especially have no job, there's so many online programs that you can advance yourself to something else and learn something new that you can put on your resume. And you maybe you'll find something else that you wanted to do and now's the moment to do it. So find the action steps and take those steps, because as soon you take the steps and you take action, you immediately feel more in control. And then when you feel more control, you feel less stressed out because like, oh, you know what? I'm going to get through this. And, you know, and I say, we live in Houston. I mean, I live in Houston. You live in up a little more north. And we have hurricanes in the hurricane season every single year. Yeah. And do you think we're here sitting and we're stressing out? Oh, my gosh, another hurricane coming. No, we're not. You know, we're like, yeah, okay, another hurricane coming. Why? Because we already have a list what we're going to do. Always on the news, they say, yeah, get some water, buy the batteries, have a radio, la, la, la. You know, we already know this. We're like, okay, whatever comes, we come. We have insurance. We, you know, we're going to put all the chairs inside the garage and, you know, stack up on water. We're going to wait.
This is
how you need to look onto all of those things. So remember your personal hurricanes that came through your life. Nice. Remember you survived. Have an action step, implement those steps, take action, and you feel more in control. And you look, and you're gonna get through this.
Yes, and it, you know, again, like what we've been talking about this the whole time, right? I love so much the fact that you're helping so many people trying to figure out their lives, because again, here we are, and even now we're. Things are starting to feel a little bit normal, right? And then we have things that are going on, like in the news. I know you kind of stayed away from it, but that's going on. That are still now re-inflammating some of these stress fears and worries that everybody's having again, because now it's like, okay, we've got past the pandemic a little bit. We're starting to see a little daylight there, and then boom, something like this happens where everything just goes back into that tailspin. So yeah, you gotta have that stuff in your life. Like you said, you gotta be prepared for your own little hurricane. Be ready for it. So, you know, that kind of leads me to what, where I usually go with all my guests, and usually the last question that I ask, that I've asked every single guest that comes on the show, and I usually ask them, so, you know, when the book is said and done on Lolita, what kind of legacy do you want to leave behind, and what do you want to be remembered for?
I want to be remembered for someone who made a difference in somebody's life, that, you know, somebody who says, you know, my back doesn't hurt anymore and I didn't take any medication. You know, that makes my day, my month, you know, my year. Because if I can just give some advice and help them with little things that they can change in their life, and then they feel much better, they feel healthier, they feel less burned out, and then they go on and become better parents, better co-workers, and produce something amazing in their life, then I think my job is done. Because if I can help others to become their better selves as they can be, I think that just, you know, that's all I will need to be. I don't care how many books I'll write. You know, I don't care how many online programs I will make. I think when you really make a difference in somebody else's life, that then they make a difference in somebody else's lives, and we help each other in this one big unity. And I think that is the purpose of life.
Man, that is that, and that is the way to do it, is to make sure you just want to make an impact on somebody else's life. And that's one thing that I always strive for myself every single day, is just to make sure, it doesn't matter how many shows I create, doesn't matter what, again, like what you're saying, as long as we impact and help somebody down the road and say, you know what, I because of this person, my life was better. Because of this person, I was able to help somebody else. And I think that's what we all strive to do, is try to, you know, just really make each other, help each other out. And again, you know, I love the fact that I get the opportunity to do this every single day and bring people like you onto the show, because again, I think you add so much value helping other people go out there and learn ways, because again, some people, they literally don't have any kind of clue or inclination on how to start the process of going, you know what, I'm always stressed, I don't know how to figure it out. And there's people like you just, you know, waiting there for going, you know what, I want to be that conduit to help kind of guide people to say, you know what, I found Lolita because I watched the show. Or even if that, or what somebody else, you want somebody else's show. That's all that matters to me, is that somebody somewhere connects to you and says, you know what, it changed my life. And I think, like you said, that's where we make our impact. That's where we leave our legacy behind. And again, it's such a wonderful way to live, because again, you're sharing what you've learned in your life, the things that kind of help develop you into the person that you are. And you're turning it around and you're making somebody else's life better with that. And I think that's, you know, that's really commendable. I love the fact that you do this every single day, and you get, and again, you get joy and passion out of it. Right.
Right. And I'm happy that you're doing every day too, whatever you like, because then, you know, it's not a job, right? Then it's just pure joy. And, you know, like I said, you know, when you have passion and you like that, it's like, you know, getting high, you know, you just enjoy every day.
That's it. Right. That's the way to do it. So thank you, Lolita, so much for coming on the show. I had such a wonderful, great conversation, and even then, there's so many things that that everybody out there will be able to go back and watch and learn and say, you know what, I that's that light bulb moment that I needed. And I hope that's what I add every single day, that I get to come on here and bring people like Lolita on the show. So guys, thank you so much for joining us this evening. Everybody that's joined along on the comments, thank you, Lori, so much. Thank you, David, of course. Thank you, Marcello. Thank you, Eric. Thank you, James, Eric Lane. Thank you, sir, so much. You guys are what make the show so awesome. And everybody else who's followed along, thank you, Cindy. Thank you. There's been so many people. Suchi, Miss Suchi, thank you so much. Just wonderful people out there who can come along and contribute and make all this work doing every single night. So Again, I had such a great conversation. Thank you so much, Lolita, for taking time out of your day.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. And again, guys, if you're not connected with her, you can connect with her on her social media. She is on Instagram. She is on LinkedIn. I will put the links in the show. And then you can also go to her website again, and that is at www.beamazingyou.com. And then once again, I will pull up the banner so you can go to Amazon, and it is already in the link. So if you go in the comments, guys, and click on the link, it will take you to Amazon. You can go check out her book, which is Crushing Stress While You Work. Thank you again so much, Lolita. You're really out there making the impact and helping people change their lives. So, guys, thank you again so much. I will be back tomorrow evening, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. Just a little heads up for tomorrow's guest. Her name is Emily Adams. She's got a really interesting story. Grew up in an Amish community, Amish faith, left it to go out and find the world. So, we're going to talk about that tomorrow evening. And again, she's out there doing the same, trying to help people change their lives. And this is what the show is about, is changing lives, bringing positive energy, and, you know, just showing the creative part of what we do every day. I mean, you got to be creative to write a book. So thank you so much, Lolita. And just sit tight for a second. I'd like to have just a little word with you afterwards. Guys, again, I will see you guys tomorrow evening, 7 o'clock. Stay safe. Stay blessed. We're getting through this together, guys. And just remember, love, peace, kindness, compassion, empathy. Show up for all your friends, neighbors, man. That's how we're going to get through this. We are here to love each other and to grow and develop. And even though there's hate in this world, we can also conquer that with love and just sharing. And again, guys, thank you so much for joining. I will talk to you tomorrow evening, 7 o'clock. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you.